יויצים בדמי ומייסרישים שנית לפרומוסרים עשר שני והקדש שנית פרק בגימור דמי הולוי חוזיר ונן אלא אותו היא דמי אין פה בגימור כיבן דיבוי מבקר לנכסי הווה לאוני ואויכל דמי השתונה מחוזיר דתנן מאכיל ומסענים דמי וסחסנוי דמי ואומר רב הונה תודה בשם היום אומרים אין מאכיל ומסענים דמי וסחסנוי דמי ובסביר לא אומרים מאכילים so the more I ask the cash that Dmai or Loi Chozil he's not allowed to eat it so why he's Yoitze the more I answer is he boi a mafkir le nichsei and while he boi a mafkir le nichsei ve ave le oni ave le oni And במילה הוא בירו איתו, במילה איז יויץ. זו קרש. דמי עולי חוזי לי, ואמרינו לכמון מי שיסוי משום בלתויך על חומץ לבדוי, אתו יויץ ברשום מעצו. יויץ מי שיש לו איסור אחר. הנה מיהב אלי מצווה בו בעבי. Rashi brings down two reasons for the Gemara Kasha Holoi Chozile. One reason is that the Gemara that we said, he also said that it has to be that it's only also mitzvah Yisoich al Chometz. He also said that if it's another Isu, the Gemara speaks about Tevel. You're not Yoitze. So there's another Isu, B'chayagav, you're not Yoitze. Another reason, mitzvah Abba Be'aveich. So the Mefoshim Shtel really, and Rashi, this Kasha goes over and over in the Sugis later. The Gemara in the end of the page, in the end of the Amud, the Gemara says, why are you not Yoitze B'Tevel? Shenema L'Yseich HaLol Av Chometz, Ze Sheisu Im Shum Batech HaLol Av Chometz, but if Zeno Ze Yisu, you're not Yoitze. And the Gemara doesn't say Mitzad Mitzvah Bo Be'Aveira. We had a whole shir 2 days ago, we started a Mishnah, why the Gemara has to find the reason, and Rashi says it in the Mishnah. That is the Isu Mitzad. Shekol she'atariv olav mishum batei chal chometz, ein ato yoitze boi. Masha'enken, trumo and tevel, that is the Isu chutz from the Isu from batei chal chometz, you're not yoitze. And Rashi doesn't say mitzvah bo ba'avei in the Mishnah. And now when the Gemara is asking a kasha, d'mai olei chozilei, Rashi says mitzvah mitzvah bo ba'avei. And we have to answer that the Mishnah is not going mitzvah mitzvah bo ba'avei. Ubi be'ezberim, ech shelo yiyah. But the Mishnah is not saying mitzvah bo ba'avei. So the Mishnah is not saying mitzvah bo ba'avei. Sal Pitom here, Rashi and the Kasha and the Gemara says that the problem is mitzvah bo ba'aveira. So the Ramban says the easy answer. The Ramban wants to say that could be mitzvah bo ba'aveira, Rashi will hold it's a psul derabona. So in the chesroinus of the Mishnah, Truma and Tevel, these are real chesroinus, you know, the Yoitze Midei Raisa. Misha Tomuzo Olo Mishum Baltei Chal Chometz, he also said that it's another Isu. Masha'enken, Dmai, that the whole Isu is any way the Rabbonon, even if you will make up the Drosha, Yotzo Zesha Toivor of Isu Acher, it's only in the eyes of the Rabbonon. In the eyes of the Raisa, you're not Oivor. I'll be Madgish. The whole first Pshat of Rashi, that it's only Yotzo Matzah of something that is only an Isu Baltei Chal Chometz. If it's another Isu, you're not Yotzo. This is Midei Raisa. Dmai, Midei Raisa, the Maisa is no more Isu. But there's no more Isu Midei Raisa. That is the only Isu. Zana knows the Isur. It's only an Isur when I say Chachomitz Midei Raisa. But Zana knows the Isur here. So, Midei Rabbonon, we're looking at Ki Ilu is a knows the Isur here. So that is the chidush. But Rashi could say that Midei Rabbonon is a knows the psul of Mitzvah Abo Be'Aveira. But Sheikin and Truma and Teva later that it's a Dei Raisa, the male deer Rashi doesn't want to say Mitzvah Abo Be'Aveira.
Why is it instead of Takato Takato?
It's not the Takanta, it's two different things. The Takanta, we make a Gzeira and a Gzeira. When two the Rabbonon meet together, it's not called Takanta the Rabbon. The Moshe, you have Yontef Sheni, and you have to be Machmed and the Rabbonon. If Mukhtz, it's not called Takanta the Takanta. Takanta the Takanta is when we make a Gzeira and a Gzeira and a Gzeira. It's the Isu the Rabbonon of Dmai, and it's a cloud. כל שאתה יועיצה מצו, שאתה אוהב משום עלתך על חומץ, שאתה יועיצה מצו, וזה לא זה איסו, הנה את יועיצה מצו. אני לא זה אנצל עם הפורשים זה. The Ramban, we mentioned it 2 days ago, the Ramban said, the why is no mitzvah abo ba'aveira, because it's not with the chefze, because אפשר לתקן. This is the answer, when the Gemara says, יבואי, Mafkir Nisse Vichosilei, the Gemara was mechadish these kind of svores in Mitzvah Abo Be'Aveira. You're right that the Gemara could mechadish in Dmai much more, that he could be mafkish through Mesumaisis. But the Gemara also had the answer for the first problem. But Kozman, the Gemara didn't know if the svores, the Iboyim, so the Gemara really held from the svore of a Mitzvah Abo Be'Aveira. But the Maskana, maybe Einach and Abi, after the answer of the Gemara, maybe we don't have the Svara of Mitzvah Abo Be'Aveira. Mikol Makoyim, Rashi brings down two chesroides. We'll learn how the Rashi Kipshutai, and when the Gemara says the Lechosile, the Gemara is asking also Mitzvah Abo Be'Aveira, and also Mitzvah Kol Shalei Soich Al Chometz. Moshe, could be another answer. The Foshim say that Mitzvah Abo Be'Aveira, the reason the Gemara didn't want to use Sul of Tevel, Trumah Mitzvah Abo Be'Aveira, what would be if someone is a Pikuach Nefesh? He's in a city that has no food. Only a Matzah Shel Tevel. He's allowed to be Yoytze Matzah with it or not? As a minor community, he's allowed to eat it anyway. He ate it. Then more matzah came into the shah. So the shah, he was yaitzer or not? That's mitzvah above aveira, he was yaitzer. There's no aveira. But if it's a drosha, kol she isur mishum balteich al chometz, you're not yaitzer. Meaning to say that could be a lot of answers and the etzem kashev, the gemore, why the Gemara did not say mitzvah abo be'aveira? Because when the Gemara says the isul deiraisa, could be a lot of nafkeminas. We said also could be nafkeminas v'chatzi shiur. Chatzi shiur chulin, chatzi shiur teva. If it's a mitzvah abo be'aveira, chatzi shiur is not deiraisa, it's not a problem. If it's mitzvah, kol shato muzor alo bebateich al chomez, that a yoytze matzo. Ma she'en ken, when the Gemara says that you yoytze bedmai, frek the Gemara, why you yoytze, vos mi de mitzvah abo be'aveira. Dehaim. When the Gemara wants, now the Gemara wants reasons why you're not yoytze. Reasons not to be yoytze, the Gemara wants to say the real reason. The real reason is kol she'ata oivir olo bebateich al chometz, ata yoytze boimatzo. Kol she'en ata oivir olo bebateich al chometz, ein ata yoytze boidech oivas matzo. That is the Gemara Be'etzim. But when the Gemara says that Yoytzim Bedmai, frag the Gemara, why Yoytzim Bedmai? When you're not Yoytzim, the Gemara wants to say that you're not Yoytzim at all. Not only it's a mitzvah Abo Be'Aveira. You're not Yoytzim at all. In any vision, any echidim, so you're not Yoytzim. But when it says Yoytzim Bedmai, frag the Gemara, why Yoytzim Bedmai? Why Yoytzim Bedmai? Are you lechurure? It's a mitzvah Abo Be'Aveira. Because we can do it, the Gemara is cash. But my Master Shein, the Gemara, you're a chosile. And for the Gemara came on the boy, a mafki, a nirse, a ve oni, a reichel. The my, hashtona mi chosile. What is the answer? The Gemara brings a riot that you're allowed to, if you're oni, you're allowed to eat my. What is the answer? We have two reasons the Gemara explained why we will not be a itza with my. One reason the Gemara explained I will not be yotze b'dmai because kosha at the oivir of mishum batei chalchometz at the oivir of at the yotze b'matzo. Kosha yesh bo another isu, you're not yotze matzo. There's another isu. And the second reason is you're not yotze because it's a mitzvah bo b'aveir. And for the Gemara came on the boyen matzir nifse ve'abe le'oni ve'chosi le'yi yotze. So what, Rob? So what? So what if you give me matzir nifse? But the Maisa now, you're not Mafkir Nisa. So the Maisa, you're over also Chutzum Batei Chalchometz, you're over another Yisro. It's a mitzvah Baba Aveira, yes. If you'll be Mafkir Nisa, you'll be on, it will not be a mitzvah Baba Aveira. Oh, but now it is a mitzvah Baba Aveira. So what is the answer? What is the answer? We have a kasha. Hodoi Chosim. And for the Gemara, you buy a mafkir nirsi ve'ave le'oli. Say, no. But the Maaseh now is not mafkir. So in the first kasha, you could say that the drosha is kosha to oiver olah b'bateich al chometz at a yoytze b'imatzo. There's another isu chutz from b'bateich al chometz, you're not yoytze matzo. So you could say, val I have a chetimtze that I could take off the isu. So it's not considered that I'm over on another isu. Right. It's a drosha. That what? I mean, now it's not chometz, it's matzah. However, if it would be not matzah, you'd be chometz, and it'd be only isu chometz, then you could be yotze matzah. If it would be a different isu, you cannot be yotze matzah. The answer is yes, this could be, there will be no different isu. If you'll be matkir nichsei, it will only be the isu of chometz, if it will be chometz. Arey, it's not that it's chometz. You're not oivir b'teich al chometz, you're eating matzah. But it has to have potential to come to the isu in b'teich al chometz. It has the potential. It will come to the isu of dmai, is a way to take away the isu of dmai. Now the achronim explain, so say, oh, stop, you could be good matkir nichsei. Tevel also you have a way to take it off. The answer is in Tevel it's ponim chadoshes. If you're mafrish tumus amaisus, it'll be something else. The gabi dmai, the dmai will stay the same dmai. The gavre will change. The gavre has a chetimtze to change. But the gavre has a chetimtze to change, but the chefze will stay the same chefze, and maybe you could be my yotze matzo. You can be yotze matzo with something older. The pshat is that even without matzo, if it will not be matzo, it will be chometz, also it will be a different isur chutz in chometz. So this is the drosha. Kosh atoiro mishum batoir chometz bilichudei, atoiro yotze mishum matzo. If it's a different isur. It's not chometz. It has to have the potential. What I'm saying is that the potential I'll be mafkir nichsei and I will not have a isur b'meile, it's good. This takes care of the first part of Rashi. But what's with the second part? What's with mitzvah bo ma'avir? What helps you boy a mafkir nichsei? But the ma'aseh is b'cha mitzvah bo ma'avir. The ma'aseh now that you're not mafkir nichsei. The ma'aseh you're over ma'avir if you hear? Yes, it's mitzvah bo ma'avir. So what is the answer? What is the answer? The ma'aseh you're not mafkir nichsei. And you ate it, you over ma'avir. So the Devil Shmuel brings this kasha, and he wants to say a teire that the mitzvah avo ba'aveire is a way to do the same thing, and not to have aveire, we don't say it's a mitzvah avo ba'aveire. It's a big chiddush. We get to the longest that we spoke that the mitzvah avo ba'aveira is that if I'm doing something bad at the same time that I'm doing a mitzvah, it doesn't count, then it's very shvel to say. Then it's very shvel to say. If the gather of mitzvah avo ba'aveira is that it's a chefze that Hashem doesn't want to begin the mitzvah with such a chefze, then you can say a svore that why. You say as a svore that vayl le maise I have a chetimtze. Well, I have a chetimtze that I could do it without having Aveira, it's not called a mitzvah above Aveira. But the Steidler is Medayek in Loshen Rashi, a different answer. Look in Rashi. Hashto nami lechozelei, the chumre de rabbonon be'almeu, the roiva me'oretz me'asri. The chumre de rabbonon be'almeu, the roiva me'oretz me'asri. So the Steidler, the Gemara is answering a chiddush. While if you mafkir nichsa, you're allowed to eat it. Come on, if me the rabbanon b'choishes that it's tevel, my, because we don't know if that ma'oritz is meiser or not, why we let the poor people to eat it? But poor people don't have to be kind mitzvahs. Vaistois, it's only a chumre. And while it's only a chumre, there's no mitzvah bo ba'aveire when it's only a chumre. It's a chidush in mitzvah bo ba'aveire. And as I said, we're doing Rashi later in the Hemshech HaOmos, you are master of Tevel with the Rabbonon. So this time. So to feed that, it's be'etzem not the Iboye Mafkir Nichsei. The Gemara could have said some. Kevon, the Chozi Le'anin, it's not a mitzvah above Aveir.
I
don't
think they should even take
with
the
Havanim. No, why do you have to say, Boye Mafkir Nichsei? Why have to say, Boye Mafkir Nichsei? Kevon, Dechozi Le'anim. Again, the Steibler learns it's not because he's Mafkir Nichsei, but the Pshat is, we see that it's Mutar Le'anim, but maybe we see that it's a Chumra, Lashon Rashi, Chumra mit the Rabbonon Be'alme, so while it's a Chumra, the Rabbonon Be'alme, but maybe we don't say that the Chisoron of Mitzvah above Aveir. So the type of the pshat. So you don't have to say the boy mafkir nichse. It's talking not if he's mafkir. Came on the chozi le'anim. It's not called the mitzvah above aver. And because if something is mutar le'anim, it can't be that it's a isur gomu. It's only a chumra de rabbanon be'alme. And if it's a chumra de rabbanon be'alme, so the type of ain't a chenami. The Gemara doesn't mean the boy mafkir nichse. The Gemara could have said take stam. Even the Chozi Le'anim is no mitzvah above Aveir. Even the Chozi Le'anim is no mitzvah above Aveir. Why the Gemara says, Yiboye Mafkir Nichsei? I got the Gemara in Eruvin that the Gemara had to say it. But by us, like the Stipers, Apples and Brochus, you don't have to come to Yiboye Mafkir Nichsei. It's enough that it's Roy Le'anim. And the Maram Chalave, the Meiri, steht nicht as it. The Maram Chalave asks the Kashe, why the Gemara says, Yiboye Mafkir Nichsei? The Gemara could have said better. He buy a mafkir la tvua, the hefkir potum in a maisa. Why have to say he buy a mafkir nichsei? Say he could be mafkir la tvua. And if he's mafkir la tvua, hefkir is potum in a maisa. Zog the Maram Chalave, after it he chalan at Shem Truma, Shem Tevel Sulei Poka. See, this type of, it's not because he boy a mafkir. He boy a mafkir doesn't help. It's a mitzvah above Aveira. It's a svore that while it's roi le'anim, the Moshe Meiri brings a raya from here that you're allowed to be mafkir in Yontif. Because if you're not allowed to be mafkir in Yontif, what does he boy a mafkir in Yontif? See, this type of, you don't have to be mafkir now in Yontif. It's only a raya that it's roi le'anim. It's only a raya that it's roi le'anim. So the Rishonim is mashma not like that. And you talk, you have to have the boy in mafkir nichsei veroile. But the svar is be'etzem that we don't say mitzvah above the ba'aveire and the zach that is only a chumre. Lo mezel teisvus. Yoitzi medba. Mesupe kri I boy le meimar yoitzi dafko dievet כדי אמרים אל הוי לו מפקיר לניסה וחוסי לה, מכל מוקרים עדיין לא עם מפקיר לו, הנה מיועצים אף לכתחילה. הוי לו ושורי לענים, ואכיל הסמאצה נמי נקרא אכיל הסעני. אז תאי זה זה סופר, כי יועצה בדיאבת או יועצה לכתחילה. מה זה רשי דיבו המסך לטבל, הנהם שלך לגמורה, שתי תקלור, אני אומי יועצה בדיאבת. Rashi says that our Mishnah Yoytze B'diyevet. The Dmai is Yoytze B'diyevet. As I said in Rashi, Mamas Kutevet. The Hemshech Ha'olam. So the first pshat of Taisus says he yoytze b'diavad, because the meister now he was not mafkir nifsa. So he yoytze b'diavad. So Taisus says in the second pshat, he yoytze l'katchila. Why he yoytze l'katchila? Because achilas matze, as achilas anis, lechem oini. So val, it's lechem oini. So val is lechem oini, he yoytze l'katchila. Like the Chodesh Al HaMishnah is similar to the statement. Oh, but so why do you want to say, Boy, Mafkir Nichsi B'Chozilei? If you're telling me that it's Achilas Anias, so the Gemara has to say that it's Roi Le'anim. Why the Gemara has to say, Boy, Mafkir Nichsi? First, I believe Gemara is not that. The Gemara is not that. Taisus is not much, the Gemara is not that. And this is the reason he says the first shot, it's only with the other. Because he had to come, not to be by him after this. But on the second shot, no. You go into the Katkhila, because the Khilas Matzah is the Khilas Anias. The Khilas Matzah is the Khilas Anias. So what is he by him after this? So the Chodesh of the Mishnah is. Says, but Matish. He says, the thing you have to have matzah ra'uya l'shiva. Like you have to have sukkah ra'uya l'shiva. You have to have a matzah that you can eat all the 7 days. Matzah is techeiru shiva siyomi. But the first night it's lechem oini. Later it's not called lechem oini. And I will explain. Taisus meant that it's achilas anius, not because matzah is called lechem oini. We know the night of Pesach states that you break the matzah. Why? Only Dagu Bebrusa. The whole Pesach, you don't have to break the matzah. The Gemara says later, you're not allowed to cook the matzah. Allowed to eat Kneilach during Pesach. But the Seder, you're not allowed to. Why? So the Gemara, because it's not Derech Anius. It's not Derech Anius. So the first night, so Taisus is Mechadish, and even you're not allowed to eat Dmai. Oh, but the first night you're allowed to eat the matzah because it's Derech Anius. It's Derech Anius. Oh, but this only answer is the first night. Oh, but what do we make answer Pesach? And if you can't eat it for 7 days, so it's not matzah ra'uya l'shiva. It's not matzah ra'uya l'shiva. The teretz is, and the rest of the days, he boya mafkir nichseh. Ah, you didn't do it yet. So the first Teretz says, but yeah, it's not the first, second Teretz, no. Tonight he's poor. So you could eat a Ketchila. It's Roy Reshiva because he bought your Mafkir Nifsa. The first Teretz says, the Iboya, the Maisa, you didn't do it, it's only with the Yevet. But the second Teretz says like this. The first night of Seder, he's the Ani. Ah, Roy Reshiva. For Roy Reshiva, it's enough to say, he bought your Mafkir Nifsa. For the Roy Neshiva, it's enough by a Machir Nisra.
But why is that not allowed to eat it the second
day? Second day, if he's not Machir, he's not allowed to eat it. But the Machir is Roy Neshiva, he did Machir Nisra. But the first night when he eats it, he's Yaitzel Katchila, because now he's already. The Tzlach says the Geoinus, so stark, the Geoinus and Tzlach. Zog the Tzlach. I'll tell you a cheshbon. The Gemara had a first kasha, why are you not yoytze the matzah shel dmai? Because the reason you're not yoytze the matzah shel dmai because it's a klal, kol she'ata oivre olam mishum l'seich al chometz, ata yoytze matzah. Here, if it will be chometz, you'll not be oivre olam l'seich al chometz, you'll be oivre oisod dmai. Another reason we said mitzvah bo ba'aveya. And with the Gemara, Iboye Mafkir Nisse. Taisus says, no, I have a better term. Not Iboye Mafkir Nisse. Now he didn't do it. How is he allowed to do it? Lechem Oini, he's poor. So he's allowed to eat it like a tree. Yeah, listen good. Zog the Tzlach. Okay. Lo Yitzur, the guy, would bake it chometz, not matzah. And he would eat it. What a beggar you would have. The person will take the matzah, he will bake it chametz, the tmai, and he will eat it lel ha-seder. How many avers he will have? What? Well, not what punishment. How much avers he will have? Tell me, how many avers he will have? What? How many? Elisha, one. He'll be over chametz and tmai. If it's not matzah, he's not poor, right? If it's matzah, it's lechem oivim. But if it's not matzah, so how many avegas you will be oivim if you will eat it chametz? 201, Yosef. If it's not matzah, it's not lechem oivim. So how many avegas he has? One chametz and one dmai. Is a klal something that you also oivim misum dmai if it's chametz, you can't be oivim matzah. Again, and yaitzim betmai. Yaitzim betmai. Listen, it's a ge'inus in the slav, but it's such a shalf echeshu. The Gemara has the kasha, how you could yaitzim matzah betmai, is a klal that has to be that if it's not matzah, it's chometz, you only have one aveya, not two aveyas. Also mitzvah baba aveya. And for the Gemara, mafkir nichsi. Jesus comes in the second shot, I don't need mafkir nichsi. Every guy, when he eats matzah lechem, he's considered that moment is born. And the man is allowed to eat mine. So we have an answer. Why are you eating with mine?
The neck doesn't come in thin.
What's it? Tasteless. You don't taste not one together. You're asking what the chance tastes. That we understand, yeah? So tasteless answers that while he's poor, he could eat it like a tchil. So the shayla is, it's very gishmak etelet. So why the Gemara has to say, boy, mafkir nichse. That is the kash. Right? Again. Tasteless learns pshat that you're allowed to eat dmai in the first night of Seder because every person is poor in the first night. Lechem oivim. It's a very nice pshat. The Gemara says, Iboyim afkir nichse. Similarly, the disciple of the Gemara is a moshel. But Tasteless doesn't say that. Zog the tzlach, I'll tell you pshat. Tasteless asked why a person is allowed to eat like a tchila. The maaseh was not afkir nichse. The answer, you're allowed to eat like a tchila because you're poor. Any person is poor tonight. So why do you want to say Iboyim Mafkir? Tell us that's it. Okay, he's allowed to eat it. Now, Lomit Rachel, what will happen if it will not be matzah? How many Averis will be? Chometz or also Dmai? What? Two. So as a klal, kol shat ha'oivirol of only mishum le'seich al chometz, you can be yoitz a matzah. Here, and the tzadar to be chometz, you're not poor. You're right that when it's matzah, we look at you like poor. But if they invite that it's chometz, it's, you're not poor. So it's chometz, it has two avails. So you will not be a matzah. The Torah says, if it will be chometz, I'll be mafkir nichse. Don't worry. And then I could eat it. I have a way to eat it when it's chometz. So legabe and the tzad that it's, the mice says it's matzah. And the tzad that it's chometz, I have a boy mafkir nichse. Taste that a kash, but the maize, how you eat it now like a tchila? How the maize you eat it? So, taste is how the maize you eat it? I'm poor. If I'm poor, I'm allowed to eat it.
Eat it slash, what's the more fat?
No, but I'm eating it now, fried the gmore, the maize or the. So, what kash is, but the maize, the Gemara didn't know that Oni is allowed to eat mai. Or, if we go on in the first Eretz, while if it will be chometz, then it's not roi le'achil.
No, it's
not that. Not now, it's not with chozile. Rashi says, when it will be chometz, you're not over only one isur, you're over two isur. If we learn that that is the kash. Even if it'll be chometz, you'll have two isurim, not only one isur.
But in places, when you, if you go with the fast coffee, no one is more stasher than you glad to eat it, the whole shayla was.
But when it's not as chometz, you can't eat it. The more answers, you buy your mafkir. Then on the side of the chometz, while he could.
Right, so the shayla should be in the way of chodzi, but if the staff shayla should be, he's not yoitze.
No, the eschelo you the kasha is that he's not yoitze, as she explains. Why is not the answer? Because it's not chosen.
I know, but if he doesn't
Well, Mikolmakoim, so the Gemara answers that you ate it. So the Maisa, Vali Boya Matkir, and this again, we have to know, the Rishonim it's Mashma Kipshuta, that Vali has a Migu. So the Migu says, Akasha, how you could be Matkir, Nichse, and Yontef, you're right, that you're allowed to be Matkir, Nechosim, and Yontef, and Shabbos, Am Chalav, and Asa, is a different Hefka. But if we learn, so we have other disciples matter than every Oni, and it's called Chosim, and Rashi says, it's like a Bediyevet. And Tesis in the first Pshat also learns that it's Bediyevet. Now in the second Pshat, Tesis says that the Maisa, now he's the Oni, clapping the Isu of eating bad news. Clapping the Isu of eating bad news is considered the Oni, and we're merely allowed to eat it. But clapping the Isu of Sechel Chometz, clapping that, the answer is, and the Tzad, that and to be chometz, Vali can be mafkiret, b'meile etz chosilei, b'meile etz roi to eat, b'meile etz roi to eat. We're standing the day for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur afternoon, B'kriyas HaTorah, we read the Parsha of Haggis. Kiras HaTorah, Yom Kippur, and Minche, the Parsha of Haggis. And the Mishnah Berurah asks us the Kasha, why we read Parsha of Haggis? Haggis is the most chomodika avedas that a Yid has. And the Mishnah Berurah gives one answer. And the answer of the Mishnah Berurah is, Shenafshe Shelodo Mechamdoso. Val is a big tithe, so we have to be the person to be careful. Val nafshi shalodo mechamdoso. But in the Sforim is brought down another reason. So Yom Kippur afternoon, a person already feels like, you know, he's kodesh v'toyr, he's fasting, he's like a malach. Ein achila, ein shtia, ein sheino, ein yeshiva, ein yisasando. And he feels he's already in the madregas. So when he's busy with kabbal kabbalas, he's really busy talking about korbanas and milche. We tell him, remember, you're a human being, and you have to take care of Gilui Arayas, of regular Averas. You have to be down to earth to know to be Mekabel. You have to know the mitzvah's tshuva. Rambam says if a person passed by Shoshana to Yom Kippur, and he didn't do tshuva, the Beyanim, Humes. Shoshana Mechza al Mechza, we Netzach on the way are considered Mechza al Mechza. Understand, Mechza al Mechza doesn't mean that. Yeah? A statistic could be known in the world that would be Mechza al Mechza. But Mechza al Mechza means there's reasons for here, reasons for here. We mean good, we have problems. Most people, the Gemara says, are considered Beinonim, only Betluim. And in the big picture, we are Beinonim. And the Rambam says, if Yom Kippur came and he didn't do tshuva, we'd be Yadmes. Why? Not doing tshuva, when Hashem gave a chetim tzev tshuva, that's the biggest kitrug, and then nothing helps in Yom Kippur. Now, in the old day, tshuva meant to cry, Hayogoin ve'atzar, Eich lo isi achzori ala nefesh, Eich lo inizharti, how I was not careful. To cry, to cry, to cry. This is bad. All this crying and fasting and doing all these things helps if you really want to do tshuva. You really plan to do tshuva. While the problem is that people cry and mekabel all different kabbalas, and at the end of the day, every year they stay the same. So this is not called tshuva anymore. In the old days, a person cried and sells him a tshuva and fasted. And that can get such a shoken up. And the whole year, and I was a different person. I was a different person after the whole year, he was a different person. In our days, person will cry the whole Yom Kippur. The whole Asar is in Mitzvah. 2 days after, we see the same person. This is the reason in our generation, Tshuva, the Gemara says, Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah Kof. Kama bekaif inish daite tfei nichale. Rosh Hashanah, the more that you nichna to Beir HaOlam, that is the best. And Yom HaKippurim, kama de poshit inish daite tfei nichale. The more that a person is simple, it's better. A person has to sit in Yom HaKippurim and plan how he's planning to be better. How he's planning to change. What could make it that next year he will be a better person? Avshach, Chatzkel, but in our generation, Kabbalah is the main part of tshuva. Now we make Kabbalah on ourselves to take things that will change us, that will make us to be different people. Avshach explained, what is a Kabbalah? Moshe, a person was mekabel on himself. He thinks, you know, I eat in places that I don't have to eat. I eat in times that I don't have to eat. I eat in a way that I don't have to eat. I have to change it. But I'll mekabel on myself. I just say over the Maise, there was a person that he was a ganev, a glarayish, a chizdom, a tziche, mamash, he would steal every night, every night. And every Kabbalah he was mekabel on himself never worked. So he went to the Chacham to ask him for a Kabbalah. So the Chacham told him, be mekabel on yourself, not good. He said, for years I'm mekabel, and that night I do it again. Motzi Yom Kippur I do it again. So he told him, I have for you a Kabbalah. Mekabel, not to lie. Chutz on that, you're allowed to do what you want to do. He says, yeah. He said, I promise you, you go to Gan Eden. I'll make a shvua chamura not to lie. Remember, he said, for an hour, he said, okay, I'm a couple, I'm swearing, I will not lie. He says, you have a good year, Hashem was moichu, you all of your days. He said, he gets up by night, he wants to steal, he says, okay, I'm out, right? So, thinks to himself, what will happen if there couple, when he'll go out, the police will call him and ask him what he did tonight, he can't lie. Okay, so tonight I can't go to steal. Okay, I'll have to try to go in a place, but kids are slowly, slowly, he realized that he can't steal. He can't do all of the various because if they'll ask him where he was. And like this, he changed. What's the Yisoid? The Yisoid is, the Chokhmah of the Kabbalah is, so much a person feels he eats, if he will bench every time with a bencher, but maybe he'll be careful where he goes to eat, how he eats, with who he eats, where he eats. Yeah, some people will not help them because all places that they eat that it's wrong, they don't bench. They only on a michya or on a fashion. So maybe he has to make a kabel to bench with a bench on a michya. But long as not that a person decides that the benching will change it. So like the Rav Shach was a person that was mekabel on himself. And he was in his chasana. And he came to Rav Shach, there's no benching. What to do? I was mekabel to bench with a benching. Rav Shach told him, take a paper, write down benching, and read from the paper. The guy says, I can't write it, I don't know it by heart. So Shach says, so how are you planning to bench? I don't know. Yeah. But why, when we asked, when we thought about the guy that doesn't have a bencher, we didn't think about this solution to write it on a piece of paper. Why? If you would be in jail, Amazon, and you need to send a letter to your lawyer, and you don't have paper, you take a newspaper, you find a piece. Why? If you have to write a letter, you will manage. Shach tried to explain, if a person is mekabel that he doesn't eat, if you can't bench with a bencher, it's not an option. So if you stop, you could write on a piece of paper. I don't know, there was no ksuva. So Moshe took out a paper and he written the ksuva. And if you have to, it's a solution. The Kabbalah has to be that is choik veloyav. Choik veloyav. Doesn't make a difference what will happen. He's not going to pass it. A person over the mice, what would be if he's in a place and there's no bencher? So he's in the Kabbalah, he says, okay, I'm a Kabbal order to take with me a bencher. Or, I'm a Kabbal that if there's a bencher in the place, I will wait till the guy that finishes the bench and to use the bencher. I don't want to go to the building of Yeshiva. If it's in the building, I will go upstairs, take a siddur to go down. The Chochmah is that the Kabbalah has to be a fully Kabbalah. For example, a person thinks that if he will daven shachris every day in a minyan, everything will change. You will wake up in time, you will show up to sin. Yeah? But it doesn't help that he'll be mekabel. So he can make himself a knas, but if he misses, he knows he makes the knas and the knas doesn't happen. So he goes now Erev Yom Kippur to someone, he gives him $1,000, and he tells him, it's yours for a present. If I daven every day in a minyan, you'll have to give it back to me. If not, you're allowed to use it. He knows that will help him. Some guys, it will not help him. Now, we have to know that this one, Kibabi Mirabo Yisai. This, when you sit and you start to think about these little things, this is mitzvahs eser dereisa, like shaking a lulav and like blowing a shofar. When you sit now, the next 48 hours, try to think, what will change? But so I'll give $1,000, it's too much, $2,500. Every second is shaking a lulav. This is mitzvah sayoy. But you're trying to find something that will change you. This is the mitzvah's essence, the reise, like eating matzah. Was a bachel of Moshe Lamol. He heard sports the whole time, and that made him not to learn. Everything was good, but he sports. I grew up in sports. I don't understand that yitzhak hole. Yeah, I don't understand it. I tried. Especially running. I can't. But people is a yitzhak hole. Vice versa is. Yeah, I don't understand it. What could be that ball that people are so interested? But how should I? This is not the point. So they say it's a riot. 70,000 people will go to look at the bull. Why is Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants it? It's not even a cheshbon. Yeah, to say such a thing. If you see a lot of people go one place, it's a riot. Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants it. It's not a riot. But Mikol Mekoyim. So yeah, but he knows he's a good bacher till the game starts, and then he misses a day. But again, he has to open a radio to listen. He can't help himself. So he mekabel not to listen. The mice, he will listen. So what is this? I'm only giving you an example that, so he says and he thinks, but Amaisi, he wants to change this here. And he knows that that is one of the things that makes him to fall every time. So he thinks for himself that he's allowed to listen, but he's not allowed to open the radio. He's not allowed to open himself. If he wants to listen, he has to go to open him, open for me. Yeah? Normally in the bedroom, he doesn't have someone to open it for him. Yeah? He comes to his dear, and not every time he has someone. So he knows, you're right, that will be a very festive game that he can't hold himself. He will go to someone, ask him, open me a radio, I want to listen. But he can't have a guy with him the whole time. He can't go out to his deer, walk for 5 hours in the street, and listen. So that holds him. Now, when he plans that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, Pischuli Pesach, Kepitchui Shel Machat, Vani Eftach Lochem Pesach, Kepischuli Shel Ulo. Hashem promises, if you will take something that you know that will change you, guys, yeah, and what it help? Okay, it took care of some of my problems. Hashem says, say that. Baruch knows he's not saying it with his parents. So he will call twice a week just to say hello. He's not going out to say sorry on everything. He's not holding dear. He can't make up with them. It's baggages of years. I'm not going out right or wrong, yeah? Why can't make them happy? But every person knows the chokhmah is. Stop, yeah, guys. Okay, I will learn two halachos of Chaim v'Shlomo. I'm not saying it's not important, but if it's not going to change him, this is not. I'm not saying you can be kavod that also. This is not the answer to Moshe Shabbat. Reb Chatzke Levinstein said like this. First, in the beginning, it's very hard to decide to do this. After you decide to do it. What happens is, first day it's a hole, it doesn't let you. It makes fun of them. Then you catch yourself, you will do it. Yeah, you will do it. He comes and he sits near you on your bench, your keeper, and he starts to give you ideas. Okay, the idea with the radio was very good because the Muslim was very good, the Shinoah was very good, my parents, my grandparents. And he starts that in the end of Yom Kippur, you have 50 ideas. He knows the day after it is nothing. Chatzke said, you not be allowed to left more from three or four Kabbalahs at the end of Yom Kippur. You're allowed to have after the Kabbalahs, And by the way, I could do more stuff. Four things that you know, choyk veloyav. And Moshe, the guy was mekabel the bench on the bench, but he knows he forgets. Every year he's mekabel. You forgot, you go back to the place where you ate, you open the bench, you shuffle for 5 minutes, and then you get up. Oh, now he will start the member. Because every year he was mekabel it, 2 days after he never kept it anymore. So I can't tell you to bench again, yeah? Then I can tell the kids, but not, then you can't tell a person that's Shem Shemayim about Tolle. But if he's left with four or five things that he knows, not emotional, the person inside will not pass a day in his, for this year, a day without an hour of learning. How about it? Doing his money will learn the whole time. But will be an hour from now till next Yom Kippur, every day will be an hour. But he knows the mice, what happens is Motzi Yom Kippur that day, every year all of his Kabbalahs go fafal. Every year all the Kabbalahs are good before Sukkot, everything he already passed. So Rav said, he's Mekabah that he's starting his Kabbalahs from Sukkot. Rishon Emin Adayos, from Yom Kippur till Sukkot, he's allowed to be a goy. But from Sukkot, he will start. But Sukkot, he's going to start. Now, I want to tell you again, this is Mitzvahs Esed De'Eirahis. And this is the reason we read the Parshas Arayis in your paper afternoon. You think, no, practical. You shema like this, you shema enayim, you shema. Moshe, a guy has a problem, shema enayim. It's not to speak chashabach, but he goes to eat in places and then he talks to people. He doesn't go himself without a chashabach. He can't hold himself not to go places. He can't. He knows he can't help. He's hungry, he has to go to the hotel, he has to. But if he goes with a Choshev Baruch, he knows he won't have to behave. He doesn't go with the Shvachim boys. Not only the Shvachim boys go to these places. The Gishmak is Achim Berka and the Shvachim guys. So you don't know without a Choshev guy. Choyk v'leyav, if I don't have a Choshev guy, what is a Choshev guy? It's really a different Bismetosh. Yeah? But you know, you're not saying, no one goes to talk, no one goes to look, no one goes. But you go, and then it's all it comes. But if I go in a Choshev Bocher, I will behave better. Any person, this is Mitzvah Sayyoyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to keep. This is Mitzvah Sayyoyim. Kamo de Poshi Inish Taitei Tfeinim. Now, one more thing, we finish in the Ile Leman Nechdal Me'oishik Yodein. As a halacha, Shulchan Aruch, you have to meratze chaveiro be'erev Yom Kippur. I want to tell you, all of my life, in every place that I was, I saw, people only ask mechila from the people that they don't have to ask from. Shulchan Zaman Rechabach told me, I heard from the Shmir Shabbos Kirchoso, he written a tshuva years ago, from Zalman, to be Matthew or something, all of the Gdorim came out against him. And he claimed that he did it because he had kids that did not have kids, and he wanted to find a heter. The Mamish killed him to pieces. Then he saw everyone, he was Mamish. Shem Zalman said he was sure Erev Yom Kippur would be a line of people in his door to ask Mechila. Said he opened the door in the morning. Shem Zalman said, there was only one person there. And he's the one that didn't have to ask Mechila, that came to ask Mechila. You see, I see Alam al-Bachrim here, they ask Mechila Herahim, chutz from the boy that is really insulted from them, and has kindness to him, they never went over to him. So I'm going to Heter, because if I... Exactly. Dearest Heter, is Alochin Shulchanoch, person of authority, he has to pay. L'manech dal Moishik Yodeinu, that's what we say in Eile. If you hurt a friend, if you did something avla to someone, you have to ask mechila. You have to do tshuva. And it's something, Baruch Hashem, you're young yet, you don't have so much ba'al machlekes, you don't have so much fighting. Remember this cloud. This kind of chokhma, you're asking mechila, your brother, your sister. It's a small man, it's not called mechila. The person has to find out the people that he really ba'avled, and to make sure that he asks mechila. That's Hashem, Rabbi Zeichet, Steve of the Chassidim.